Hey, this is Drive, a recurring segment on the Nights and Weekends podcast.
Hey, everybody. Ken here. I'm driving to the office. Craig and I are going to record a little later this week because we can't get together Tuesday night. We're both jam-packed with just life shit that comes up. Craig and I are talking a lot about how the hell can we get our episode under an hour? Because we just, the first four episodes have really delved deep into some things that have been on our minds and in our lives. And I think it was necessary. I think it was something that had to be spoken about. I think it was something that needed to be delved into. I think we need to question everything and question it deeply. So here I am questioning our own podcast. You know, I'm looking at the show outlines for our last few shows. We threw in the OPP section because Craig and I just talk about it personally, so why not talk about it on the show? We talk about what podcasts are influencing our actions and our steps and the actions we're taking. Craig and I are both a little, down, a little bit, tiny bit down, because we had hoped we had radical change done by the end of the month, and we would have, you know, email lists of 1,000 people and already our first sign-ups and maybe first dollars for our fledgling businesses. And let me tell you something, neither of us have that, and we're coming to grips with the reality that, you know, we're working on these things nights and weekends. It takes longer. It takes longer to get traction. Since these things take longer, here's my challenge to myself and to you. If you got 2 minutes while you're washing dishes that you would normally turn on a podcast, or if you got 30 minutes to an hour while you're sitting in the car, work on your business. Open up Dropbox, DROPVOX, record action items for yourself. Or when you get home from work tonight, record it while you're sitting in the car thinking about it and you're creative. You know, it's early in the morning, you're staring at the car bumper in front of you, you got some creative thoughts. Your mind can be working on your business. Dictate some shit in the Dropbox. Leave yourself a message for later when you're not as fired up and you're kind of sleepy. Record yourself a message in a bottle right now. Stop what you're doing. Turn off our podcast. Turn off everybody's podcast right after you leave a 5-star review. Leave yourself a message in a bottle that says, "Hey, jackass, take action in your business. Stop consuming, start producing. Stop consuming, start producing." Say that to yourself a number of times until it sticks. Write it on a post-it note. Put it on your monitor. You need to ask yourself a question. If you sit down at your computer and you listen to a podcast and you're scrolling through your Facebook news feed and you're answering Twitter posts, you need to ask yourself, is what I'm doing a distraction from my goal? Is what I'm doing getting me closer to that goal I have set for myself? If it is not, stop it immediately. Get back on track. And, you know, it's perfectly fine if you say, I'm doing research on a topic. I am researching how to do Facebook ads or Twitter ads or AdWords. Or I'm doing research on my customer market segment. Or I'm doing keyword research. Whatever. Fine. If it's moving your business forward, great. High five. Add it to your task list, though. Make sure it was one of your tasks that needed to be done at that time. Make sure you have a task list of things that you can foresee that need to be done. Just write down everything on your mind that you need to get done in the business. Prioritize them. Pick the top one. Focus on it. And if in focusing on that, you do need to serve some other websites, you do need to go away from your project and look at other people's stuff and consume something, so be it. If it is in pursuit of that one most important item on your to-do list, and I'm saying this very impassioned because I'm pissed off at myself that I'm letting my mind wander away from my business right now, it's procrastination. It's a little cathartic to just imagine success in someone else's business, even though I'm not pursuing success in my business. What I need to be doing is really thinking about my market right now. Let's get our businesses straight. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to me. I'm talking to everybody out there that is allowing themselves to be distracted on something that doesn't fucking matter. All right, guys. Have a good commute. Talk to you later. Peace.
Okay, there it was. Please head over to nightsandweekendspodcast.com and let us know what you think. Or if you're in a hurry, send us 140 characters on Twitter at Weekends Podcast. Thanks a lot. You hear this?